The program we are about to present is a report on the gay liberation movement.
Betches Media presents.
Gay.
Gay and lesbian.
Homosexuals come together.
Twyla.
Everyone's gay.
Bless God and bless the gays.
Hi, guys. I'm Chris Burns.
I'm Brian Russell Smith.
And this is Everyone's Gay.
Oh my God, I love that intro, Chris.
Thank you.
That
do you know
fun.
What my inspiration was?
Whales.
No, but do you remember? Well, actually, yes. Because do you remember? That's bizarre. Because do you remember in the movie Elf?
Yes.
When Will Ferrell's leaving?
I mean, I don't know yet.
He's leaving the North Pole.
Yes.
And then that whale's like, bye, buddy.
I don't think it's a whale, is it?
Yeah, he like comes out of the water.
It's a, what's the thing that have the war, the thing that Napoleon Dynamite was obsessed with?
Likers?
No, war, no, the they're like, they have like, fuck, what are these things called?
Sea cows? Walruses?
They're like unicorns of the ocean.
Swordfish?
No. Oh my God, let me Google this.
Literally, what the fuck are you talking about? Unicorns of the ocean? Are you fucked up right now?
Narwhals.
Is that a thing?
Yeah, those are real.
What the hell is a narwhal?
I'm going to show you right now.
Listen, narwhal. I know a lot about animals. Look, and I've never heard of a narwhal.
Yes, you have. People thought they were mystical creatures, but they're not. They're real things. Look at that. That's where unicorns came from.
They look dangerous.
They have, so narwhals look like sea lions, I guess, but they have like very long horns.
Google narwhal. It's bizarre.
Yeah, that was good. I like the new intro.
Thank you.
So what's new? What's the tea? How are you doing, Chris?
I'm good.
Yeah?
You know.
Mm-hmm.
I was sick. You guys suffered through that. Thank mm-hmm. you.
So I will not be planning your funeral.
Unfortunately.
Yes, for me.
Although, please keep it planned. You never know, and I don't want it to be a fucking rush job.
Well, luckily, I have all the information recorded somewhere.
Great.
And I can reference it when you die.
Thank you so much. Mm-hmm. Do you know how many Hallmark original Christmas movies I watched while I was sick?
No, how many?
7.
Oh, that's... Was it the Christmas specific?
Yeah.
Holiday specific?
Yep.
How many Lifetime Jewish Hanukkah movies did you watch?
Also 7.
Happy Yom Kippur.
Yes, happy Yom Kippur. No, I mean, I didn't. I would? But they weren't there.
I'm just saying they need to make some more.
I know. Well, now that Felicity Huffman and Lori Loughlin are in prison, they're not going to be making so many.
I know. I you're getting into the Christmas spirit early.
Yeah. Well, I was sick, and that's what makes me feel like the most relaxed.
Christmas is my favorite time of the year, no doubt.
I know. I also love Christmas. I used to pretend to hate it for a long time because it was more on brand for mm-hmm. me. But now I'm like, you know what? I'm a fucking slut for Christmas. Like, sue me.
Yeah.
I love red and green. Love a tree.
Yes.
Love some
love
lights.
Love the tree. That shit goes up the day after Thanksgiving. For me, at least.
Do you do a real tree?
Fuck yeah. Real tree for life.
And it lasts all that time?
Yeah. You water it. It's like a...
I know how a tree works.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I grew up with trees. Only 1 year did we have a fake tree, and my mom was so sad the whole season.
Yeah, it's not the same. No. I know that it's like bad for the environment.
Yeah.
But they do have this thing where they plant like 10 for every they cut down, which, you know, that's good.
Yeah, I mean,
everyone should plant a tree. I planted 2 trees this year.
Where?
In Fire Island.
Oh, good for you.
Thank you.
That's all the homos need, more oxygen.
Yeah, exactly.
For their screaming.
Well, because of all the G and poppers they huff, they...
Fire Island actually is like, has a beautiful fauna system.
Yeah.
Like there's so many trees and oxygen mm-hmm. is probably great there.
Mm-hmm. I like the word fauna system.
Thank you.
Wow.
Thank you so much.
Chris, what's the deal about The View? Why is The View just written here on the outline?
Oh, oops. Did I not detail that? Well, I started reading a book called... Mm-hmm. What is it called? Ladies Who Hate to Lunch or something?
You must love that book.
Let me look it up. I'm reading it right now.
I'm just kidding. The View book. I just Googled it. Ladies Who Punch.
Ladies Who Punch.
Why did you say Ladies Who Love the Lunch?
Because it's based off Ladies Who Lunch, so they're called Ladies Who Punch.
Oh, okay.
And it's all about The View and the background of The View.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously The View has never had a male-identifying host. But I was going to say cast member, host. But I want to be it. I want to be a fucking host on The View.
Me too. Can I? Would you be mad if I got that job?
Yes, I would be incredibly jealous. I would talk shit about you, and then I would slowly distance ourselves.
But then I could be the next Barbara Walters, and then you could be the next Whoopi.
The thing is, Barbara Walters is off the show.
I know that.
But she's still in charge.
Yeah.
She's still the executive producer.
Barbara Walters. She started it.
And she kind of seems like a bitch.
Totally.
Unless you're listening to this, Babs, and then, I love you, girl. I'd be so fun. Hot topics.
She's just bossy.
Did you know that when Debbie Matenopoulos, because she was one of the original hosts.
No fucking idea who that is.
She was like one of the original hosts of The View. And she was 22 at the time, which is crazy. And she's like, yeah, I was cute and I was in the office at the time. That's how things worked back then, basically.
She was in the office?
MTV. No, she was like in the offices at MTV.
Oh, and someone was like, be on The View?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
She went to the interview in a jean skirt.
Wow.
And pink hair.
Perfect.
And Barbara liked her, but she fired her later. But still, I think I would make a great co-host on The View.
Mm-hmm.
Do you not fucking agree?
No, I do.
Why are you making that face? You're making a face like you don't agree that I would make a good co-host on The View.
I'm trying to think who you'd be similar to. Would you be a joy?
I would be similar to none of them, and that's exactly why I would be perfect. Thank you.
Yeah, I feel like you really...
I would be a joy, though.
Yeah.
I think.
Mm-hmm, I agree. Joy Behar.
Yeah.
I'd be like a liberal Elizabeth Hasselbeck. Ugh.
Fucking hate Elizabeth Hasselbeck. So you'd be Rosie.
Oh yeah, no, I'd be Rosie.
Yeah, Rosie. Well, Rosie's like a very
I know the
liberal.
One that got in the fight. No, I feel like I'd be the liberal Elizabeth Hasselbeck.
Did you know that Barbara hated Rosie? Apparently,
of course she did.
And that there's, you can listen to her telling Donald Trump that having Rosie on the show was a mistake. But it's like before he was president.
Rosie. I actually read an excerpt from the book you're talking about. Rosie's part, have you gotten there?
No.
So like Rosie's whole story about becoming like getting the Rosie O'Donnell show is so fucking amazing.
But she had the Rosie O'Donnell show before The View,
yes,
right?
Yes, yes. And she was like doing it was so cool. And then she like decided to walk away from it while it was like kind of at the height because they didn't want to like keep doing the same shit over and over again. Yeah. But
also Star Jones, who was in the original.
Mm-hmm.
Cast, I didn't realize was a prosecutor in Brooklyn.
I didn't know that either.
And it was like a really good prosecutor.
Oh.
And they were like trying to give her a show, and she made a pilot that didn't get picked up because they said that she wasn't good and like she couldn't carry a whole show by herself. And then she got The View. So anyway, if anybody's listening from The View, my rate is 20,000 a week. Does that sound fair?
Yeah.
I mean, feel like that's actually way less than they all get.
That's about how much we make here.
Yeah, 20,000 a week. We're rolling in it.
Yeah, totally. As we're drinking our boxed wine.
Yeah, delish. Happy 3:50 p.m.
Yeah, that's true. That's exactly what time it is.
I know.
I don't like... I like The View. I cannot stand Meghan McCain.
She quit.
No, she did not.
Didn't she quit?
Did she just quit?
I think she quit like 2 weeks ago.
No, she's already had controversy in the past like week or two. I just can't stand her because there's nothing that bothers me more than dynastic nepotism. And because I think it is the biggest stain on our democracy. I think dynastic nepotism is the reason we have, you know, huge wealth gaps. That's the reason we have Donald Trump as president, because he's a fucking entitled nepotistic asshole. And yeah, so the Murdochs, you know, all of them. What? Meghan McCain is still on The View.
I know, but I think... Oh, I guess she walked off.
She walked off the stage because she can't be, like... If anyone, like, comes for her and she realizes she's wrong, she, like, cries. She's, you know, she's like my father, John McCain.
Yeah, that's crazy that she's on. I would fucking drag her to
also, fun fact, John McCain isn't the first famous McCain. He had two, a father and a grandfather, who were, like, these huge... generals for the United States military. And so they've been fucking in this political hellscape land for fucking generations on generations.
A friend of mine tweeted this really terrible thing about the McCains. His name's Ryan Leach. He'd be happy to get the plug. But he said, the only thing worse than watching John McCain die is watching his daughter live. Isn't that terrible?
It's terrible. So fucked up. Yeah, that's awful.
anyway, what's up with you?
Not much. I'm getting ready to... I took this Friday off. I'm excited. So as you guys listen to this, I will be in Provincetown, Massachusetts.
And I'll be sitting at my desk working because I'm a good employee.
Well, I have the time and I'm fucking taking it. But
I like that. I like when people say I have the time.
I have the time. I'm taking it. Do you like the I'm fucking taking it part?
Yeah, I like when people say I have the time, so I'm like taking it. It reminds me of my dad.
Aw, I'm glad I have that effect for you.
Because he would always be like, you have the time, take it, to my mom.
Aw.
This is such a pointless story.
Anyways, yeah. So by the time you hear this, I'll be in Provincetown, which is like the gay fire island in Massachusetts, in New England.
Brian can find a gay place anywhere.
Mm-hmm. I'm going with my gay soccer friends. I will not be playing soccer because who the fuck wants to play soccer? Like, seriously. Just kidding.
I thought it was a tournament.
It is a tournament, but I signed up for everything but the actual soccer because I did it a few years ago. And by the time the soccer rolls around, you are so fucking hungover. And also, it's not like super competitive. And like, not that I'm super competitive, but I like being competitive.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, why the fuck am I playing soccer if I'm not playing to win?
Do people fuck a lot at this thing?
Yeah, I would say so.
I would imagine there's a lot of fucking going on in gay dating or sports stuff.
Yeah, I think so. I was one of four. At the time, one of my friends, I won't say his name.
Steven.
Yeah, it was Steven. He definitely hooked up with like two separate people. Mm-hmm. The other one, I think, hooked up with also two separate people. But his were Grindr hookups. The other one was through soccer. I also hooked up with two separate people.
Oh, wow. Look at all of you fucking hoes.
Mm-hmm. And my one friend, I don't think, hooked up with anyone.
That was me. Just sitting there enjoying the game. Well,
this year, most of us are in non-open relationships. People I'm staying with. So we're just going to be like, I don't know, fucked up dancing. So it'll be fun.
It will be fun for you.
Oh, speaking of that weekend, this weekend, there's a point where there's this party called the Wig and Heels Party.
Oh, yeah.
And so I did it a few years ago, and I did a, like, fur outfit.
Of course you did. Ho.
And I think it was faux fur. Faux fur.
It was faux fur. Where did you get a real fur outfit?
Look at me.
No, fuck off. You went out, you bought a onesie, a mink onesie?
No, it was like a big jacket, and I didn't wear anything underneath. And then I wear these like thigh high leopard boots. You've seen this picture.
I've seen the picture. So you bought new heels.
Yeah, I bought them today.
I'm looking at the bag from DSW.
I didn't show Chris yet.
Yeah, I'm Brian's nervous. Been very
Are you
stressed.
Gonna read? Are you don't read
No, I'm
me
not
too
gonna
hard.
Read the shoes.
No, I said read me too hard.
No, I won't.
You will.
I won't.
Know.
It's a small box though, girl. What can you fix
you
in there? Oh, those are good. What are you talking about? Why would I read these?
I don't know. You scare me sometimes.
Oh my God. Thank you. These are cute.
Okay. So they're like...
They're like nice tan pumps.
Yeah. So what do you think I should wear? I was going to wear either of these socks.
Socks with heels. Oh
yeah,
my
like
God.
A boyfriend sock. So like it's like 80s-esque.
Yeah. Just because you have a boyfriend doesn't mean you have to be wearing socks and heels. Am I right?
I should know that they were called boyfriend socks until I bought them.
So if you're wearing socks, you're going to have to go for like a full 80s look then.
That's the plan. I'm going to wear high-waisted jean shorts. And I want to cut up one of my sweatshirts so it's like kind of baggy and like has like a huge, what is this?
Slit in the front?
Yeah.
Maybe like a neon sweatshirt.
Okay.
And then you have your little neon fanny pack.
My neon fanny pack! Oh my God, I didn't even think of that. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
That is the key to the outfit.
It is. That's what friends are for.
Okay. So, guys, we'll see how the look comes out.
Yeah.
You may or may not see the photo.
And are you doing a wig or no?
I can't decide if I should do the slick back or the wig.
Yeah. I think you should go for like a Caroline Manzo in Real Housewives of Jersey.
Do you have one of those wigs?
No, that's just slick back.
Oh, okay. Then I'll do that.
Yeah.
And then we have those like ear pinch things.
Clip-on earrings is what they're called.
Ear pinch things. Yeah, and then I'm going to use one of those. Or a pair of those.
Sounds very,
one.
Very editorial.
Thank you. That's the plan.
Very fashion forward.
So I had a lot of fun going over those Pornhub statistics in previous episodes.
Yeah, I bet you did, you sick fuck.
So I thought it'd be fun if we went through more statistics about same-sex couples and demographics.
Ugh, gross. Don't give them more opportunities.
And also, we all want to learn, right?
We do. I like learning.
I like learning. So this is from the UCLA Williams Institute conducted a study, and it was they used the 2017 Gallup Daily Tracking Survey from a sample of approximately 341,000 adults ages 18 and up who reside in the United States and the District of Columbia. It's also interesting how our capital is such a Spanish name. Anyways.
Yeah, well, when you say it like that, Colombia is how you just pronounce it.
Is it? Okay, well, there you go.
But also, yeah, I mean, it is.
Okay, so I'm looking at this. So it seems like, okay, so the average income for same-sex couples in the United States, over in the entire United States, is $56,200.
That's not bad.
$56,200. No, it's not bad. I mean,
for an average.
I guess so. We also live in New York, so we were looking at the New York ones, and the average is 76,000. So I think that I think it depends on where you live. You, like what's that called? Inflation?
Yeah. Yeah.
So like
we also have New York City here. So like I think because New York, we were discussing.
Yeah. Well, it's like
people in New York City get paid. I mean, it's literally a higher minimum wage here than in the rest of the state.
Yeah, totally. Oh, this is like per person, same sex persons. Okay, that makes me sense. That makes more sense. I thought it was like two couples.
Wait,
their average income was $56,200.
It must be. There's no way the average income of one gay person in New York is $77,000. No.
Yeah. Yeah, no. Girl.
Same sex average income.
Totally.
I don't think that's true.
I do. I totally do. Because when you go, so another interesting tidbit is when you go down to people like education, like the socioeconomic part, gay people have 20% chance more likely to have a college education. Isn't that interesting?
That is interesting.
And so, and then if you look, the average income of a straight person is $46,000. Of a gay person, it's $56,000.
Are you sure that's per person?
Yes, because the other times they specify couples.
That's crazy.
Yeah. That makes sense to me.
I got to talk about getting a raise. Because
Totally, though. This is ages 18 and up, to 18 and 65 plus. How many gay men do you know in New York City who aren't, like, either well off or on their way to
be
well off?
I know, but we also have to take into consideration the gay people that aren't in New York City that aren't making those averages.
But they are 20% more likely to have a college education. So that means that they by, you know, the transitive property, they would end up getting more money.
Oh my God. What is this? A college class? Transitive property?
I used the wrong term the other day and someone corrected me. So now I feel like I was.
Oh, okay. Yeah. There it is.
Oh shit. So that's interesting.
Well, I got something to work towards.
So 4%, but however, 4% of straight people are unemployed. Whereas 5% of gay people or same-sex people are unemployed.
That's pretty much the same.
Yeah, I mean, the unemployment rate is pretty low right now.
Oh my God, are you advocating for Trump right now?
Actually, the economy is not a quick-turning car.
I know, I'm just kidding.
It is a boat that slowly turns. I know you are, but some people might think that you're not. What are you talking about? I love Trump.
Oh my God. What if somebody fucking edits that, takes that clip, and ruins you when you run for office someday?
Well, then I will play them the rest of my podcasts.
Well, all it takes is one bad thing.
Yeah, right.
Anyway.
I don't like Trump, guys.
We know. We all know.
Yeah, I never shut up
Society knows.
So 74% of people who are identify as in a same-sex couple are white. And the next is a Latino or Latina at 11%, which is quite the jump. Is it not? My God, are you tired? I'm sorry. Am I boring you?
No, I'm just a yawner. People always think that. I used to get in trouble in school all the time for yawning, but it's literally just a thing.
Did you know that when you take mushrooms, right before the mushrooms hit, you yawn a lot?
No, I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm. It's true. Because I not too long ago, ate a little bit of a mushroom cap.
Oh, portobello?
Yeah, exactly. And I forgot that I had done it because it was just like so casual. I was like, hey, do you want a piece of this chocolate? I was like, okay, whatever. Fuck, why not? And then I like went about my business and did my day. And it, like an hour later, I was like, why do I feel like a little like yawny and like everything's kind of glowing? And I was like, oh, yeah. I ate some mushrooms.
Well, there you have it.
There you have it. Is there anything else that you want to look at this for?
I've already been destroyed. I'm not in a couple. I make less than all of these people.
Okay, so here's another interesting thing. So 18% of couples in the District of are gay in the District of Columbia. And then they also show how many of them are raising children. Only 8.7 of them are raising children, whereas in Vermont, there's like less same-sex couples, but more of them are raising children, which is interesting. So I guess like people don't raise children in DC.
Yeah, because it's all like people trying to work up the political ladder.
California has the most same-sex couples, which makes sense because they're the biggest population.
Gay.
Also, it's like almost 100,000. And then the next one is New York, which is like 50,000. So that's a fucking drastic difference. But that's why California has the most electoral votes.
And California has more
Stop
gay
yawning.
Cities. I can't help it.
I'm like offended.
I'm offended. Go fuck yourself. How's that for offense?
Okay, do you want to move on? You seem so uninterested in this.
I'm just yawning because my body is yawning. What do you want me to do?
Did you take mushrooms before?
Yeah, I'm on fucking mushrooms right now. And you're talking to me about the Electoral College.
That's what I'm here for. That's part of my job. Okay, do you want to move on?
Yeah.
Is there anything else here that you want to talk about?
No.
Okay. Okay, so there's this artist. I don't know how I feel about this.
Kim Kardashian.
Yes, she is an artist. I think Andy Warhol would have loved her.
Actually, oh my God,
Kim Kardashian
almost made the exact same joke.
Really?
Yeah.
Mine wasn't a joke.
About Andy Warhol.
What was Andy Warhol?
I almost just literally said what you said about Andy Warhol.
Andy Warhol would have loved Kim Kardashian?
Yeah.
Oh my God, we're on the very...
That's so weird.
That is weird.
Bizarre.
We spent too much time together. So there's this artist, and she's an up-and-comer pop singer. Her name's Kim Petras.
The homos love her.
Yeah, the gays love her. She's actually trans, and she is, you know, like, it's pretty awesome that she's finding so much success despite being, you know, she talks about how there were record execs that wanted to try and hide the fact that she was trans or like so they could market her in certain places better, et cetera, et cetera. And she was like, no, like, why would I do that?
She also transitioned super young.
Yeah, she was very young. And so she sings a song that's like, I bought all my clothes designer. Doo, doo, ooh.
It's honestly a bop.
I heard someone else. Oh, I love it. It's great. And then what's it? The Heart to Break. Do you know how that one goes?
No, I don't know how it
I
goes.
Forget. Whatever.
Should we play it?
No.
No, we don't care.
Okay, so here's the tea. Here's the tea about Kim Petras. She just released a new album, and it's called Turn Off the Light. And I think it's called the Volume 2. It's basically like a Halloween-themed album.
Weird.
So she, like, all of her songs, she claims to write herself, or she writes with people. However, when you look at her Wikipedia page, you can see that there is a producer slash co-writer on literally every single song. Literally every single song.
Yeah.
By the name of Made in China. It's like, who is this Made in China fella? Mm-hmm. Let's do a quick peruse on his Wikipedia page. So when you click on Made in China, it's none other than Dr. Luke.
Boom. And that's investigative journalism.
Yeah. Thank you. That's why I get paid all the money. Do you know who Dr. Luke is? Can you, if you're
Dr.
Those who don't,
Luke was a big music producer who's done like a lot of very famous people's albums. Most famously was like sexually assaulting Kesha for a long time and then locked her. Basically, when everyone was like, free Kesha, it was Dr. Luke that was keeping her not free.
Yeah.
So he like told her if she didn't make music with him, she wasn't making music with anyone. Well, and he basically owned her because she had signed away so many things.
She signed away all her rights. She, when she was 18, she signed a 5-album record deal. She, you know, and then she alleged that he sexually assaulted her, also just like berated her, like was like very hostile yeah. towards her, commented on her weight very often, and also would not allow her to record the kind of music that she wanted to record, record songs that she had written herself.
So he's a monster.
And even like, so like there was that whole case going on,
like Praying, the song Praying by Kesha is about Dr. Luke.
And like a lot of other artists have come out and been like, that guy's a fucking asshole. Like I've seen him treat people like shit. No one's like gone on to specifically say what he's done.
Yeah.
Kelly Clarkson said, a lot of artists that have worked with him don't work with him anymore for pretty good reasons. He's not a good person to me. We've clashed and I can't really say anything other than that because like you never know who's friends with who.
Exactly.
People don't want to like ruin their careers. And so, yeah, she.
And so I knew that Kim Petras's older songs were produced by him.
Yeah.
So and people were upset.
Mm hmm. And so I saw like, you know, like Dr. Luke like did like California Girls. He did like such huge songs that weren't even Kesha's.
I'm going to look up other
songs. So he's clearly like a talented producer in his own right, you know.
Yeah, however, it just sucks that he's awful.
Sucks that he's an...
Yeah, he did Since You've Been Gone.
Since You've Been Gone.
Wrecking Ball. Keep Holding On.
My Life Would Suck Without You.
Till the World Ends, The One That Got Away.
Oh, I love The One That Got Away. Oh my God, am I not... Okay, so here's my ish. I've seen a lot of woke gays on the internet coming after the next subject that we're going to talk about.
Circus by Britney Spears.
Wow.
TikTok by Kesha. Dark Horse.
Who have simultaneously... what?
Roar. He did Roar.
You can never listen to those songs ever again. No, I'm kidding.
Party in the USA. E.T.
What? Party in the USA?
Hot and Cold. Domino by Jessie J. I Kissed a Girl. Behind These Hazel Eyes. Last Friday Night. My Life Would Suck Without You. Part of Me. Till the World Ends. Teenage Dream. We Are Who We Are. Wide Awake. Who Knew? I Didn't Know. Blow. Ugh. That is devastating. What a shame. You hate to see it.
So people started to distance themselves with him after that. Remember when there was the whole text exchange between Kesha and Lady Gaga that came out?
Yeah.
That was like really dramatic.
About Katy Perry.
And it was about Katy Perry. Like, because like Katy Perry was like...
She was like, why isn't she saying what he did?
Yeah, she made some comment.
Kesha was mad that Katy Perry wasn't standing up saying that Dr. Luke also had like fucked up Katy Perry.
Oh.
And so she was like, I just don't understand how she can sit there while she's watching me do this.
And Lady Gaga,
like, no, Lady Gaga was like, she's just not as strong as you. Don't worry about it or something.
Yeah. Lady Gaga's the best.
Fucked up.
And so she has, I've seen a lot of woke gays who are like coming after our next subject. We're going to talk about Ellen. Like on Twitter and shit. And then I'm like, oh, but you just posted that you're listening to Kim Petras. So I'm just like, and I'm conflicted because I want to listen to Kim Petras' music. Yeah. Everything that I hear, I really like. I want to support the LGBTQIA plus community.
Yeah.
By listening to those people. But I don't want to also...
Yeah.
Because it kind of like gives like the okay to, you know, the Katy Perrys.
But you do wonder, what did Kim Petras sign?
Mm.
Is it her fault?
Is she stuck in a legal battle?
Exactly.
No, here the thing is, I don't think that she is because we would have heard something like that. She has been asked about this and she says, my personal experience has been great. I've been learning a lot from him and I've always been a fan of his. It's been really fun working with him. She's also said, while I've been open and honest about my positive experience with Dr. Luke, that does not negate or dismiss the experience of others or suggest that multiple perspectives cannot exist at once. I want to say that I'm sorry to anyone that I upset. So that was kind of just like a non...
She could still be signed to shit and she says that. Really? You know?
I guess so.
The fact that she's like, well, it's not that I don't believe those other people. If she really... like loved him, wouldn't she be like, I just don't understand?
No, she's towing a line right now. She's trying to give people, she's riding on both the sides.
Fence. Yeah.
She wants people on both sides to feel like she's on their side.
Yeah.
Which I don't love. That's like one of my least favorite qualities in people. Like, have some fucking conviction.
Yeah.
But
also, we need to get rid of Dr. Luke.
Yeah, honestly, just stop making music with Dr. Luke. If you are...
But that's what I'm saying. Is she signed to things she can't get out of?
I don't know. But she's also said that she writes all of her own music, and the insinuation that, like, a man or someone else, like, made her music is offensive. So I'm like, so if you're so fucking talented and you can write all your own bops and hits, then write them with another producer.
Yeah.
You know? Like, okay. Anywhoozle. Let us know what you think, if you agree. If you're listening to Kim Petra's album, tell us how it is, because I haven't listened to it. Also, how you feel about listening to her music.
Fucked up.
So this next hot topic, Chris, we've talked about this off the air. I'm not going to bring it up on the air, but we should do what I suggested that we do. Anyways.
What? I don't even know what you're referencing.
I wanted to pitch that thing.
Hot Topics?
Okay, never mind. Yeah, I want to start this clothing brand called Hot Topic.
That could be fun. You could go gothy.
Mm-hmm. I think that's a good move.
It'd be really original.
Are you sick of people trying to set you up with the one gay person that they know? Maybe you just want to laugh at your friends about the actual dumpster fire sliding into your DMs. Or maybe you are just busy as hell and wish someone else in your life could handle your dating profile.
That's why Betch has launched Ship. That's S-H-I-P, like relationships, friendships, situationships. The new dating app from Betches that lets you find matches with friends.
Not like the matches you like, but like a date.
Like your friends can help you find a date.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I'm just clarifying. Unless maybe they thought this was like a matches app. Anyways. So imagine your friends, family, whoever is in your crew can play their own version of Matchmaker and swipe online for you. They can even send out messages on your behalf. So you just, like, live your life, girl, and don't worry about all the thirsty men trying to just get some.
Here's how it works. If you're single, you sign up, you invite some friends who help you find matches. If you're in a relationship but want to set up a friend, you can sign up and invite your sad, lonely friend you want to match for. Then it creates this chat room so you and your friends can view profiles together, and you can help your friends with pickup lines or whatever. Dealing with pickup lines.
Yeah, I really do love living vicariously through my single friends, because it's fun to just like look at their dating apps and see like who's hot and who's not. So dating is a literal ship show.
Pun.
Might as well enjoy it with all your friends.
Finding a date is more fun when you do it with friends or enemies. Download the Ship dating app at betches.co/ship. That's betches.co/ship. S-H-I-P. To start finding matches today.
I'll do it with your friends. Okay. So over the weekend, Ellen DeGeneres has gotten herself into a little bit of a tiff controversy. She went to a football game. I guess it was a Cowboys game? Dallas Cowboys, right?
I honestly don't like Ellen that much.
Yeah. She sat.
Never have.
Really? Never.
Nobody that works for Ellen says that it's good.
I know. I've heard all those stories.
Like a lot of people that have worked for Ellen
say
she's a nightmare.
She's like kind of awful to work with. Anyways, this is unsubstantiated claims. So she sat next to George W. Bush at this Dallas Cowboy game, and they're like laughing, having a good time. Gasp, liberal Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, how dare she? Like, I don't know. People were mad. People were mad, like, because George Bush is a, like, war criminal, which we'll get to in a second. And so she addressed this controversy in her show monologue on Tuesday. And she said, a lot of people were mad, and they did what people do when they're mad. They tweet. But there's one tweet that I love. And this person says, Ellen and George Bush together makes me have faith in America again. Don't think that was the proper grammar. And then she wanted to say, here's the thing. I'm friends with George Bush. In fact, I'm friends with a lot of people who don't share the same beliefs that I have. When I say be kind to one another, I don't mean only the people that think the same way that you do. I mean be kind to everyone. Okay. There's a lot. Lots and lots of lots. Okay.
Yeah. Here's the thing about this. It's like George Bush is like kind of getting a pass for, you know, everything. Mm-hmm. And while I do think that,
I do think that you should be friends with people that you don't agree with, but not when it comes to, also, like, this is the apology, the not even the apology, the justification for it that she felt that she wanted to make is what bothers me more than the actual act of sitting at the table. I thought, for me, I thought she was invited to this exclusive box and she didn't get to pick where she sat, and they sat her next to the president.
Yeah.
They sat her next to George Bush.
If I was her, I would have just ignored it.
I would have ignored it. I wouldn't have said anything.
Spoken about it. Because here's the thing. Like, I feel like Dick Cheney is like the real piece of shit from that time. Yeah. But like, whatever. It takes two to tango, if you will.
He was the president.
I know, exactly. But he's like an idiot, I think. But also, Michelle Obama is like friendly with George Bush. And I've seen all these videos where he's like slipping her candy at this event and stuff.
Well, okay. I've seen that as well. There's the other issue I have with those as well. I feel like that's different. That's for like, so, you know, when you have a president and you're no longer president, there is a code of ethics that you are a peaceful transition of power. So like, that's why when Obama was transitioning to Trump, he was like nice to him. He was like, this is what you do. This is how you do this. Yeah. And the way that you get seated at official events is that they place the previous president next to the current president's first life, or the most recent president.
Yeah, so which is why it makes me want to die when Bill and Hillary are sitting in a row with fucking Trump and Melania.
I know. So at least they have some buffers. And Trump is never going to go to anything ever again after he's president.
Because he'll be in prison.
And like, whatever, Michelle Obama, she has to stand next to him because it helps democracy. The thing is, George Bush, because Trump was elected, is getting this sort of like new rehabilitated life. However, he like was the reason hundreds of thousands of people in the Middle East died. He started a legitimate war based off of a lie, and he weaponized the fight for marriage equality to help him get elected and to get reelected in 2004. He went on national television and he said, "The union of a man and a woman is the most enduring human institution, honored and encouraged in all cultures by every religious faith. Marriage cannot be severed from its cultural, religious, and natural roots without the weakening the good influences of society." He did this on national television and advocated for a constitutional amendment banning gay marriage. Subsequently, violence against LGBTQ people went up because the fucking president said they weren't equal people.
But there's Ellen.
It's the same thing with the Kevin Hart shit. She goes on, Kevin Hart says all this homophobic shit, and then she's like, "Well, I'm Ellen and I say it's okay. So it's okay." And it's like, no, Ellen, you're just fucking one person with a lot of money and a lot of influence. Just because you say it's okay does not mean it's okay.
Yeah.
Look at the president. You do not get a blanket statement. It's like you're not like the full only representative of the gay community. It's just a little frustrating because it's like, she just didn't need to say anything. Just don't say anything. Yeah. Or if you're going to say something, be like, yeah, I think he's a nice guy. But it's like, there's something different between like being like beliefs. You know what I mean? Like, has he ever apologized for what he's done? The UN wanted to convict him in Sweden. It's like, and then, you know, last year when Brett Kavanaugh was being confirmed, he called around and whipped votes for him. So it's just like, I don't like any of it.
Yeah, he's a piece of shit.
So just like Ellen, and then all these fucking celebrities come out and be like, good job, Ellen. We did like, okay, here's some examples of people who came to her defense. David Cross and like Susan Sarandon came for him, obviously, as they do. Reese Witherspoon said, "Thank you for the reminder. Be kind to everyone." Dax Shepard said, "Preach." I guess it's like hard. Kristen Bell posted an Instagram photo of it. It's like, why are all these people saying anything? And it's because
it's all these people that love Ellen.
It's all these people who love Ellen. Also, like, when you're rich, like, you like it's like it's a
Also, is this photo that Kristen Bell posted just a side-by-side of George Bush and Ellen. It's not even a picture of them together.
Why? I know. That doesn't even make any sense.
She made that. She made a fucking pic
stitch. She made a pic stitch to post.
Oh, Scooter Braun. Great. He's advocating. Thank God.
Who else?
Gwen Stefani. Well, that's because she's fucking married to Blake Shelton, yeah, who also said something. Look at that.
It's like
Piers Morgan, who's also a fucking nightmare piece of garbage.
It's class solidarity. It's like, let's just forget the 8 years Snooki where
clapped.
Where like New Orleans drowned.
Jennifer Garner. Kendall Jenner, come on.
Come on. I mean, her dad is Caitlyn Jenner. Who is, well, like,
Caitlyn Jenner's
also,
yeah, I was just gonna say.
So like, who the fuck knows where Kendall Jenner, also her brother-in-law is Kanye West.
Also her father got OJ off. Oh no, I'm sorry, that's wrong.
Her
not a relative of hers at all, really.
Yeah, you're right. So I don't know. It's like class unity and I fucking hate it. And it's like, clearly, like, when you get this much money and you are so famous for so long, you kind of just like lose it.
Yeah,
you're like stunted. You're no longer developing.
Well,
so that's why it's important that you don't become famous, because you're not done developing.
I'm fucking done developing. Okay, I'm ready. I've developed.
Okay, should we play our cock or block it games?
Yeah. Did your voice crack there?
No, I just...
Welcome to Cock It or Block It!
I just didn't feel like rolling my R's anymore. Yeah. It was getting too long. Okay.
You do the first one.
Biopics.
Cock it.
Yeah.
I love a biopic.
I have issues with... I don't know. I have mixed feelings. I feel like the only biopic that I've ever loved or cared about really is... Angela Bassett as Tina Turner.
I haven't seen that one.
It's amazing. And also Tina Turner's life. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Did you see Judy yet? You love Judy.
I love Judy Garland. Renee Zellweger is playing Judy Garland in an upcoming movie.
Did you see it? People are saying it's amazing.
It's out yet, is it?
Yeah.
It's out?
Yeah.
I mean, ugh.
Everyone's saying that Renee is amazing.
It should have been Anne Hathaway. That's what I
don't
have
know.
To
People
say.
Are saying that Renee really like is her.
And that's the other thing. It's like Judy Garland was one of the best performers of all time ever.
You love Judy Garland. We should watch the trailer after this.
She's so iconic.
People are saying that it's truly like
really
unreal.
What did you think of like Bohemian Rhapsody? I couldn't take it.
I didn't love it, but I just, it was fine. But I feel like I would really like Judy.
I also wonder, like, if they make a movie after someone dies, it makes me more uncomfortable to watch. If that makes sense.
I feel like I only want to see it when they are dead.
No, because then they can have a thing in the way that they're being presented.
Yeah, but like, I don't know. If they're alive, I'm like, this is weird.
I don't know, because...
I want to know how the story ends.
That's true. No, oh, wow. Yeah, it's not over. I mean, it still ends. But like, it's like, I feel like it's a lot about our children. Is like, does that mean Liza Minnelli like had a big thing in it? It's like, I don't know. I don't know.
I don't know. But I have also, have you ever seen Le'Veon Rose?
Yes.
That was so good.
That was so good.
That's an amazing biopic.
That is an amazing biopic. I think you got me on that one.
Thank you.
I think you got me on that one.
Le'Veon Rose.
That one is so good.
Marianne
Cotillard. Oh,
she's amazing. The scene amazing. When Marcel dies.
Uh-huh.
Spoiler alert. But the scene when Marcel dies, I like... sobbed.
Yes, I think that's a movie that I sobbed in. It was
and it's in French, okay, and it still made me sob.
I love period pieces. I love musicals. I love musicals that aren't musicals, if you know what I mean.
We get it, your guy.
Wrap that in a fucking tiny bow, and you get Le'Veon Rose and French. Yes.
All right, Justin Bieber and Haley Baldwin.
Ugh, God, block it. I'm so fucking over these people.
Also block it.
I mean, okay. You saw the picture of her wedding veil, right?
Yes.
Tacky as fuck. These people are like...
Also, they got married. They were married.
They were married.
So they like had a second wedding. Did you see how she walked to the venue in a tent?
Yeah.
So that helicopters couldn't take photos of her?
Which and is then, hilarious.
Did you see how he made fun of Taylor Swift this week?
I'm livid. about this
Here's
story.
The thing that upset me. Because, you know, I don't stan.
Mm-hmm.
But the video of Taylor. So Taylor Swift, like, was on Jimmy Fallon's show. And they made... He, like... Her mom sent him footage of her recovering from LASIK eye surgery. So she's, like, fucked up on pain pills. And is, like, funny and crying about a banana.
Mm-hmm.
And then... Hailey Baldwin filmed Justin Bieber in an Insta story, and Justin Bieber is like making fun of Taylor Swift and just like yelling the lines that Taylor Swift said. Here's the thing. It's a funny video. Make fun of it. Talk about it. I was going to do a lip sync to it. But Justin Bieber's not funny. And here's my issue with hot, famous people that make jokes that aren't funny. And then everyone's like, oh my God, you're so funny. No, you're not. You're just hot and famous and people are telling you that. And then they start thinking that. It's Adam Levine on The Voice. If I have one complaint to make, Adam, you're not funny. Stop making fucking jokes all the damn time. Everyone's laughing because you're famous and you're hot.
Also, the way Justin Bieber did it, it was more of like in a mocking way. It wasn't like...
It wasn't funny.
It wasn't funny. It wasn't trying to make a joke that was like, ha-ha, laughing along with it. Or, you know what I mean? It was
and
like...
And Hailey Baldwin is in the background going...
cackling.
That's so funny, babe.
I know. Really? Is it that funny, babe? Like,
and that's
she...
where I'm like, no, it's not.
The other weird thing is that she's like one of those teens that was obsessed with Justin Bieber and got introduced to Justin Bieber at a college. There's videos of it. He's like, this is my niece Haley, or my daughter Haley.
What?
She was obsessed with Justin Bieber. So that because she had a famous parent, she got to meet Justin Bieber.
Oh, who's her parent?
She's a Baldwin. Alec Baldwin's her uncle.
Oh, who's...
But the Baldwin brothers. One of the less famous Baldwin brothers is her dad. She's not a model, though she claims to be one.
She's not?
No, she claims to be one. She technically is a model, like, but like, had she not been born into...
Yeah, of course.
I look at Kendall Jenner and I'm like, yeah, she probably could have been a model.
That's how I feel about... There's a Real
and
Housewives
like,
of Beverly
the famous
Hills.
Names.
Like, Lisa Rinna's daughters are models now.
Gigi could have been a model without the famous...
Exactly.
The
but Lisa Rinna's also... I'm like, okay, they're, like, pretty. They could do it. And they're like, well, Gigi and Bella did it, so why can't we do it? And it's like, well, number one, both your moms were Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, mm-hmm. so it's not
well,
that
she
different.
Was a model. The mom.
Yolanda,
right? Wasn't she a model? Like, a supermodel?
Oh, maybe. She's beautiful.
And then...
Regardless, I do think they could all... But I'm like, also...
Bella could not
You
have
the easiest path possible.
Bella could not have modeled.
Or like, what's her name? Camille Grammer's daughter's modeling now, too.
I don't know this. Kaia Gerber.
She's another Real Housewife of Beverly Hills.
Kaia Gerber's model now, and her mom is Cindy...
Crawford.
Cindy Crawford. But she's also beautiful. Kaia Gerber, I think.
Yeah, her mom's Cindy Crawford.
So, like, that makes sense. Her mom's also not a Real Housewife. Her mom is Cindy Crawford. I don't know. And they also just did this campaign with Calvin Klein. And it's just, like, it's so gross to me. But I could see how it would sell underwear to, like, people who aren't me.
He's hot. They're both very hot. But that's all I got.
I don't think she's that hot. I think he could... I could see him... I obviously see his hotness. I do not... I don't know. I don't mean to judge a lady's looks. But I just, like, I don't know what it is. Something, they also look exactly the same.
Yeah.
Their faces, I'm looking at a picture of both of them. They're the same person. If you switched their faces and kept everything else, it would look like the same person.
They're like a gay couple.
They literally are like a gay couple. I don't know. They bother me. And I'm just like, and we're feeding into it because we're talking about them right now. I'm well aware of that. But, like, I just am so tired of seeing these people trend on my Twitter. If I want to see Justin Bieber trending, it's because they just released a fun new song that I can dance along to.
Yeah.
I don't mind singing along to Justin Bieber songs and dancing along to those. Yeah. I will do that. Give me some fucking music.
Also, did you see that he bought $35,000 cats last week or 2 weeks ago?
And then he responded, suck it, PETA. Yes. I kind of love that. I think that's hilarious.
Come on, $35,000 cats?
That's another
thing. Don't respond to PETA.
Don't respond to PETA.
If you want to do it, do it. Just don't respond and tell PETA to suck it.
I think that's hilarious. I mean, how funny would that be? If I was like...
Well, PETA also does their own fucked up
PETA,
shit.
PETA is a little fucked up. I thought that was so funny. Yeah, you shouldn't buy cats, whatever. $35. I don't know. Okay, next one.
TikTok.
You go first.
Cock it.
Cock it?
I know everyone's like, no, it's for kids. Here's the thing. It is for kids, but it's funny. Kids, the comedy has a bright future, okay? Because these teenagers are fucking ruthless and funny with each other on TikTok.
Okay. I don't like the fact that it starts playing automatically when you open the app and there's no way to not have
and
the
volume
on.
Automatically comes on.
Yeah, that's fucking infuriating. And also, like, yes, I guess these kids are funny. However, they are being given the joke and then they're recreating a joke over and over and over
again.
Well,
there's different. There's some aren't like that.
But like most of them are.
Like there's some. There's this one girl named Brittany Broski and she's so funny.
But follow us on TikTok at Betches because TikTok. We just started. What did I say? TikTok?
Yeah.
We need to make a sketch about TikTok. And I keep calling it TikTok.
You're like 45.
Yes.
Yeah, follow us at Betches on TikTok.
I don't love it, but I'm doing it because
yeah, Brian's professionally editing our TikTok videos.
I've been making TikTok videos all week. I'm sure that I will grow to love it.
I don't think you will.
At this current moment, I'm like, I hate the interface.
You also can't like, there's no way to make things do better, if that makes sense. Like you can't like promote a post like you can on Instagram.
Oh, there's no like.
Or you can't like, you know, like, oh, it's prime posting hour. So, you know, it's 7 on a Sunday. Let's post. Like it's all random what goes on that Discover page.
Mm-hmm.
So you can't like...
I think maybe I'm just frustrated because I haven't figured it out yet. Once I figured it out, because I don't like things I'm not good at, I'm sure that once I figured it out, I'll be like more happy with myself.
Yeah.
But I do feel it's the first time in my life that I've ever felt old.
Yeah, me too. There's actually a TikTok I was watching and it was a guy dancing and it's like the top 10 reasons why I shouldn't be on TikTok. And they like pop over his head any points and every single one just says, I'm 28, I'm 28, I'm 28, I'm 28. So, yeah. I'm too old. I'm only 17, but...
Okay, do you want to do our listener question?
Yeah.
Chris, you can read it.
Okay, it's long.
Yeah.
Hi, queens!
Oh, God.
Don't make fun of this person.
I'm making fun of the way you said it.
I know. First and foremost, love the podcast, and you both are wildly entertaining. Thank you for making my commute 100 times more enjoyable. I will just jump right in. I started a new job about 1 year ago and became fast friends with the guy in the queue behind me. Let's call him Chad. On our first work trip together, he came out to me at dinner along with saying how depressed he is and how he wants to commit suicide for living a lie. The thing is, Chad has been married for almost 6 years to a woman. He has the classic story of growing up in a strict religious household and essentially got married to have sex for the first time. Chad said he knew he was gay for a long time but did not want to admit this to himself. He said when he had sex with his wife, he knew for sure. Fast forward to now, Chad talks to me every single day about coming out to his wife. His family is still very religious and will most likely disown him. In the religion, his wife will not be able to get remarried unless he either cheats on her or he dies. Every Friday is the same. He gets all pumped up to tell her, only to not be able to muster the courage because obviously it will be a life-changing conversation. He recently got on all the dating apps because he needed affirmation that men would be attracted to him, which helped, I think, because he got a lot of responses. Then he is also living a double life, going home to his wife and pretending to be straight. How can I support him without being pushy to come out? Do I take a step back? He still confesses to contemplating suicide at times, and I don't want to abandon him. Of course, I have already offered to let him live with me or do whatever it is he needs after coming out. That's so nice. We are now to the point in our friendship where he calls himself my gay bestie, but we truly do not hang out outside of the office and work functions. Aww. Any feedback on this is greatly appreciated. I have gay friends, but I have never been in a situation like this before. I love him so much, and I just want him to live his truth. XOXO, stressed bestie.
What a great friend.
That is a good friend. Tricky situation.
Yeah. Oof. Do you want to go first or do you want me to go first? You go first.
Okay. Here's the thing. It's hard. It's really hard. I think when people tell you that they're contemplating suicide, because yeah. What are you supposed to do? Like, it's such a tough situation to be like, I don't know. Like, do you call someone? You could potentially ruin someone's life by calling someone. But then if they are actually like, where's the line is the thing that's like, I don't know. It's
here's the thing. I think that as soon as someone talks about committing suicide, you should do something. Even though I know it's like...
But like, who does this person tell is my question.
You tell... This person tells them, you need to come out to your family or I will, because I'm scared that... I mean, maybe not that. I don't know. You need to do something.
That's what I'm saying. It's like...
You need to call... suicide, like, you need to talk to professionals. A, what you think they should do, call a suicide hotline and be like, I'm not suicidal at this moment, however I'm going through this situation, because they will have the proper tools. However,
yeah, that's true.
I feel like as soon as, like, if you don't do something, like, you might do something extreme, if you don't do something and he ends up killing himself, you're gonna fucking hate yourself.
Yeah, that's yeah.
And yes, you may ruin so and so's life. This goes for anyone listening who, like, maybe has a friend who's in high school, or you're in high school, or you're in college, and they are telling you that they might kill themselves, and you don't do anything and they kill themselves, you will fucking hate yourself. It's not your fault. It wouldn't be your fault.
No.
But you would feel so much guilt and so awful, and just, like, losing a friend stunts you. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, whether you feel like you may have played a part in it at all.
Also, saying I want to kill myself, I feel like elicits response. So, like, if he's saying that, maybe it is a cry for help, mm-hmm. and he wants someone to do something because mm-hmm. he can't do it himself, like, get the help he needs.
And, like, I always, like, you know, like, you bring up, like, the religion and the et cetera, et cetera. It's like, okay, that's awful.
Also, this is a super fucked up situation, or
yeah,
advice. But when, if he cheats on her, then the marriage can be dissolved. Like,
yeah,
I'm not saying cheat on her, but
yes,
I don't know. It's fucked up. But
I mean, because it's also, my whole thing is explaining that this, explaining to him that this, by him not coming out to her, he is ruining her life.
Yeah, she is, and she's also probably not happy either if this is what's yeah. happening, and she can't get out of the marriage.
She's probably miserable because she has a gay husband.
For all we know, she's like, please cheat on me or do something yeah. because I don't want to be married either.
And, like, you know, religious people, they lie. They can make up something. They can come, you should talk to him about coming out to him and be like, I'm really nervous for you. If you, like, what can I do? I want to do something because I don't, if you kill yourself, I will blame myself.
Yeah. It sucks to say, but he needs to weigh the pros and cons of coming out and living his life truly as himself and potentially losing the relationships he has in his family
mm-hmm.
or continuing to live in the closet and being miserable for his whole life.
Yeah. But I would just make sure that the number one thing is, don't take a step back. You said, do I take a step back? No. Because, like I said, you'll feel bad. Unless
don't take
like,
a step back, but I think it's okay to get frustrated and show your frustration.
Yeah, exactly. You don't, like, be frustrated. Be, because it'll show you that you care.
And be like, what do you want me to do?
And, you know, just call 1-800-273-8255 and talk to them and be like, I don't know what to do about my friend who is gay and is married. And he tells him he's going to kill himself. What do I do? What are my next steps?
When I was in high school, I used to say shit like that. And, like, half wanting my friends to say something because I was miserable. And half...
horrified at the prospect that they would.
Horrified at it. And then they did. And they told the guidance counselors that I'd, like, been saying that. And I got, like, taken out of class. And the guidance counselor was like, your friends say that you have been saying you want to kill yourself. Is that true? And I said no. Through tears, I said no. And the guidance counselor was like, okay, you can go back to class. And still, I'm like, that was such a terrible job.
Yeah.
Like, obviously, I wanted to talk to someone. You need to pry a little bit there, bitch.
Mm-hmm.
Regardless, I... very fortunately never did anything beyond that, but, like,
but, you know, LGBT people have one of the highest rates of suicide. The Trevor Project is also a great place to check out. Go to thetrevorproject.org and be like, what the fuck do I do? But I just think, just
and give him these resources.
Yeah, give him these resources. Be a good friend. Be there for him. And like you seem like you are.
I mean, offering for him to live with you. Like, it seems like you're doing all the right things thus far.
But I would, because if something happens, you just feel so bad.
Yeah. But I get where you're coming from.
I totally get where you're coming from. And sometimes it's too much noise. And once it becomes like detrimental to your own life and yourself, then be like, I can't do this anymore. You know what I mean? Like, you do what you do. And then if it becomes too much, then.
Yeah. But.
Also, work friends. Could you imagine making a work friend becomes your best friend in 1 year?
Gross.
No, I didn't even mean to make a directed point comment at you. We're close friends. We're best friends. We're one of some best friends. Bestest friends. You're my best friend, Chris.
Yeah. Oh, you're so sweet. You're an acquaintance.
Thank you.
I'm just kidding.
You're my only friend. Prosecco.
But we've also known each other for more than a year.
That's true. It's been more than a year.
And also we spend a lot of time together.
Yeah. In this fucking hot ass small room.
But we hope that helps.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, I would feel wrong giving advice other than you have to do something. All right, guys. All right. Well, that's it for us today. Yeah. Please rate, review, and subscribe. It really helps us out so much. And I'm in a constant competition with people that I don't know online to make sure that I'm being the most successful.
Me too. I compare our podcast to other podcasts that are similar. I'm like,
yeah.
Am I doing better than them?
I try not to be, but here we are.
Here we are. Make sure you listen to us on Spotify. Also, we have a very exciting guest coming up next week. I don't want to say who it is because you never know. Yeah. If you guys have any good questions for a very famous drag queen.
Very.
Very famous.
It's not RuPaul, but
it's close. Not RuPaul. Let us know what you think it should be. I mean, we had JVN. We're going to get the big bitches now.
We had Willem. We're on a streak.
We're on a streak. But I would say they have more followers than Willem. They have more followers than, let me see how many, they have a lot of followers.
They have more than Shangela. It makes me so emotional. And that's your hint.
She has more than Aquaria. So
that's impressive.
Yeah. So if you guys can figure that out, let us know. And it's not any of those people we just named.
Did you hear the hint that I dropped? It was good.
What was it?
I said, she makes me so emotional.
Oh, girl. Damn it.
That's a good hint.
That is a good hint. I wonder if we just blew it with that, but whatever.
Well, if we did and she doesn't come, then you'll know why we're depressed next week.
Yeah, there you go. Okay? All right. Bye.
Oh, and if you have questions, you can DM us at Everyone's Gay on Instagram.
Or you can email us at gay@betches.com. Okay.
That's gay@betches.com. Bye.